Hey, I'm Trey. Welcome back to Guy's Stuff. Today we're talking about things you can do other than binging Hulu during the COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19 has taken over society at the moment. We are all confined to our houses for the foreseeable future, and we probably should do something productive during that time. But with not being able to see friends, not being able to eat out, and really not being able to do much of anything, it's kind of hard to find something to do. So today, I have some books, some music settings to make your music sound way better, and some hobbies that you should try during this pandemic. But first, I realized that y'all don't know much about me. Today I'm going to be playing a bit of trivia. I mean, it's not really trivia, it's more like random questions, I guess. I got a random question generator pulled up, and I figure we can hear a few of my opinions, so let's get right into it. Alright, question one. What do you need help with the most often? I don't know really what this means. I'm not that great at cooking, I guess. Can't really make food for myself. I can microwave meals, I'm good at that. Yeah, cooking, I guess. Alright, next question. How did you come to love one of your favorite musicians? I listen to a lot of old stuff, like stuff from the 80s and earlier. I don't do anything past the 80s, pretty much. So I really like Queen at the moment, and I just kind of like the style. It's something I really got into. Really kind of like the opera vibes. Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the most iconic songs of all time. I love their style. I love the way they make their music. It's beautiful. I mean, don't know if they're dead now or not, but they might be. So I don't know. I just like them, their music. All right. What are some obscure things that you are or were really into? So when I was a kid, I was really into the Titanic, just in general. At the moment, I'm kind of really obsessed with The Martian, like the movie. I haven't watched it in a while, and I'd really like to read the book and watch the movie all over again. And then other than that, there's some different things that I'm kind of obsessed with at the moment, but those are kind of one of the main ones. What's your reason for getting out of bed in the morning? Honestly, the alarm gets too annoying, and the taste in my mouth is really bad. So I roll out of bed and get a drink of water. That's about what gets me out of bed in the morning. What's your best one-liner? I guess that's all I got. What's the most refreshing thing on a hot summer day? All right, so today I tried these like popsicle things, I guess. They're like these natural fruit frozen puree on a stick. It's really good. I had a grape flavor one. That was really refreshing. I thought that was awesome. But I really like lemonade, honestly. Don't iced tea. But it has to be like iced tea from the deep south, because my grandpa makes some amazing iced tea, and my best friend's dad makes some really good iced tea too. He mixes it up with more sugar than tea, but it is amazing. All right, let's see what the next one is. What movie would be better if the plot happened in reverse? Can we say The Phantom Menace? Because just about anything would be better than that movie. I don't know. Let's skip that one. The Phantom Menace, I guess. Is it possible that someone's genes might affect their political leanings? If no, why not? If so, what would be the ramifications? I mean, I guess if you're genetically... I don't know. That's way too complicated for me. Let's just skip that one. Let's see. If you were given 1,000 acres of land that you didn't need to pay taxes on but couldn't sell, what would you do with it? All right, I'd make about half of it woods to go camping in and just hiking and just have, like, a big outdoors area. And half of it, I'd probably put a basketball court up and maybe a water park, I guess. I don't know. A pool and a basketball court and a tennis court and all that good stuff. And then half of it would just be wilderness. What is something you've done that you wish you could undo? Ooh. Well, so I have this scar on my head. Actually, no, let's see. I petted a lionfish one time, and this sounds completely stupid, but I was swimming in the Red Sea, down between Israel and Jordan. And I was swimming around the Red Sea and I saw this lionfish. But I didn't know it was a lionfish, and all the warning signs were in Arabic, and they were in the complicated dialect of Arabic, and I didn't know much Arabic at the time, and I didn't know what a lionfish was. So I kind of followed this lionfish around and snorkeled near it, and I ended up getting stung. Kind of wish I could undo that because it was really painful. Yeah, don't know. It's about all I wish. Why do people expect a universe full of randomness to be fair? Because you were treated fair when you grew up. You only had fairness, I guess. There was heavy air quotes on that. And then when you get into the real world, you expect everything to be fair. Well, life's not fair. What's about to get much better? Hopefully the United States ranking on the COVID-19 scale. I hope we go way down. I hope. But probably not. We're in the lead by a lot at the moment. So, don't know. What's the biggest holiday for your family? Probably Christmas. I mean, everybody's that way. What's the most ridiculous animal on the planet? Well, there's like Komodo dragons, I guess. There's seahorses. The males give birth. Hummingbirds are pretty crazy. But I guess the winner would go to probably Komodo dragons. They're kind of ridiculous. I don't know. They're really big lizards. Or giraffes. Giraffes have stupid long necks. Like, I know it's to reach leaves, but they have really strong hearts. That's pretty ridiculous. All right, next. What inconsequential superpower would you like to have? Oofed. Depends on what inconsequential. Like, I don't know. I wish I had the power to always have my tablet with me. Or my headphones, because I kind of use them both. But, like, to be able to reach into my bag and always have my tablet with me. I know that's called carrying around a tablet tray, but you don't always want to do that. All right, let's do three more, and then we can get into the main part of the episode. Is it more or less difficult to be successful in the modern world than it was in the past? 10, 50, 100, or 1,000 years ago? I mean, 1,000 years ago, I feel like it was a bit easier because, all you had to do was learn something at a young age, like carpentry or fishing or something, and be good at it, and then you were successful. But nowadays, it actually, you take 12 years to be truly successful. 12 years after high school, I'd say. Maybe. It takes quite a while to be successful these days. I don't really know. That's a good question. I'd say it's a bit less difficult in the past than now. I'd say it's harder now. But, it's a lot of things are easier now. Like, we naturally live as Americans for 80 years. And yesterday's it was, what, 40, 50 was life expectancy? When was the last time you climbed a tree? It's a good question. Probably last year, sometime. I climbed a tree and, I mean, I'm in my hammock all the time, but I climbed a tree a while back. Why did I climb a tree? That's another question. I think I was rigging up a rope swing. Didn't work very well. Wasn't a very good rope swing. What do you hope to achieve in your professional life? I either want to be a doctor or maybe an engineer. I've thought a lot about NASA recently. I don't really know. It's kind of on the line right now. All right, one more, then we're done. This might be more than three, but whatever. What odd talent do you have? Well, I speak Arabic. يعني أنا كتير ممكن أحكي كويس. يعني أنا ما استخدمتها سنة سنة ونص هلا عشان هيك أنا شوي يعني مش 100% بس نص نص. So I can speak Arabic semi-fluently. That's about what I said. Yeah. If anybody that's listening to this speaks Arabic, please comment down below where I might be setting up a social media account soon. All right. Now here we go. Things to do during quarantine. So my first recommendation, I have five books here, each kind of geared for something different. The first recommendation I have is Harry Potter. I don't really have to say much about it. If you haven't read it, I recommend reading it. If you have read it, read it again. It's an amazing series. Thought it was really good. I've read it twice through in like 2 months. That's when I read it for the first time, was about 2 months ago. Read it twice through. I really like it. It was really good. As good the second time as the first time. I thought it was really well written, and it really draws you in. My second recommendation is Foxfire. I think there's about 15 of these, and they're just articles that were written by a high school in Georgia. I believe it was in Georgia. But it was about the people who lived in the mountains of Georgia and the skills and crafts that they, you know, were skilled in. So there's an article in there about how to make traps. There's an article in there about a lady who makes brooms. And it's just talking to people who died years ago at this point, but just old folk wisdom. And it's a really good book series. I really liked it. Next is Anything by Randall Munroe. Thing Explainer, What If, How To. Those are his three books at the moment. He's an amazing author. Amazing author. He worked at NASA, and then he left NASA to become a full-time comic strip writer, which sounds like a really good way to put your career into the ground, but he is a online comic strip writer, and he's good at it, and he's published three books at the moment. Thing Explainer is kind of how it sounds. It explains things, but it does it in the 1,000 most commonly used English words. So it explains really complex ideas in 1,000 words, only using 1,000 word vocabulary. How To is a guidebook he wrote to do really simple things or really crazy things, and he explains all the science behind them. So he explains how to build a lava moat around your house, and he tells you the exact amount of electrical power you would need to power and keep this lava moat running. He tells you how to, you know, make a pool, have a pool party, and he tells you crazy ways to make a pool. And it sounds kind of stupid, but it's really amazing because he's a genius, and he tells you just get all sorts of things you never really knew you needed to know. And then What If is his first book, I believe, and those other two were published afterwards, or it might be the other way around. But What If is a book about crazy hypothetical situations. So the first one is, what if a pitcher pitched a baseball at 90% of the speed of light? And there's some different questions like that that make it really interesting. And he's just a funny and quippy guy. Great read. I'd recommend you buy all three. Probably get them in hardcover. You can order them on Amazon. Great read. Next one is for people who want a classic but can't bring themselves to read a classic. I recommend Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's the original Pride and Prejudice rewritten to include zombies. So same romantic relationships, same all that, same stuff you'd get from Pride and Prejudice, but you just kind of throw zombies into the mix, and it adds a whole lot of fun to the entire book. It's a really fun book about Japanese ninjas, I guess. It's kind of ninjas and Pride and Prejudice and zombies. It's just a really fun read. It's set in the same time period, just kind of the Black Death turned everybody into zombies instead of killing everybody. So it's a really cool read. I really liked it. Ender's Game. Now, this is kind of more of an obscure one, but it's about in the future, there's an alien race that attacks Earth, and humanity is on a search for the general that will lead them to victory. It's about this boy who might be the general that the Earth needs, the amazing genius that'll save the world from the aliens, and it's about his essentially life from when he's 6 years old to when he's about 15, when he becomes the general. Spoiler alert, sorry. And he might be that hero, he might not be, and you just kind of have to learn throughout the story. So it's a really good book. So yeah, those are my five books recommendations. I recommend each and every one of those. Personally endorsed, I've read them. They're amazing books. All right, one quick tip for people listening to music. It's quarantine, you're probably listening to your favorite jams, and I have one tip for you to make it sound even better. If you have an iPhone, I don't know about Androids or Samsungs, but on an Apple device, you should be able to open the Settings app and scroll down to Music. If you tap into Music, you should be able to tap EQ. This adjusts how your music sounds just as a bass level. All your music will take this kind of preset that filters the sound that way. There's rock, pop, R&B, all sorts of different presets that allow you to do whatever you want with your music. There's bass boosters, if that's what you like. There's tremble boosters. Whatever you like in your music, it allows you to boost that aspect of your music or change the music so it sounds better for your taste. It's an amazing setting. I use it. It's awesome. And here's just some things that you can do during the pandemic, since if that wasn't enough for you and you're not into books, I recommend getting a Rubik's Cube. Order one on Amazon. They're like $9. But speed cubing is a thing. If you do not know what that is, look it up. It is this sport where people try to solve the Rubik's Cube as fast as possible. There is an art to it. It's beautiful to watch people do it. I think it's really cool. Look it up. Get a Rubik's Cube. That'll solve some boredom. Next recommendation is chess. Chess is a really fun strategy game that we often forget about. There's books written about chess. There's entire websites and YouTube channels devoted simply to chess. And I really recommend you kind of look into it. It's something that a lot of us have forgotten about, and it's a really fun artistic game that really should be given some life again by, you know, the general public. The next thing is kind of just card games in general. A gin rummy tournament is something that I've seen people do that looks really fun. And I've seen people run tournaments for days, and every night they just sit down, play a game together, and they just add that tally to the tournament score. I really recommend it. It seemed like a lot of fun, and I joined in. It really was a lot of fun. Board games. Everyone has some board games laying around their house. Recommend you dig them up. They're really a lot of fun. They're more fun than you remember. They are really fun, and that's kind of how they were designed to be. I mean, that's exactly how they're designed to be fun, but you know what I mean. One last recommendation for you, and this is kind of the one where I nerded out. Dive into a topic on YouTube or on the internet. You have access to thousands of years of human information at your fingertips. I just recommend you dive into one topic. Pick something that you really like and dive into it. So recommendations would be like quantum theory. It's a word that's used in all sorts of things in movies nowadays, but there is some fact behind it. Dive into quantum theory. Pick a subject and dive into it. So there's entire books written about J.R.R. Tolkien's use of monsters in The Lord of the Rings, the different creatures and things he used in Lord of the Rings to convey his story. There's entire books about that. And just these kind of nerdy topics, I guess, that are really fun once you get into them. I highly recommend doing some research on it, and you might find you can have a lot of fun just kind of nerding out. That's my COVID-19 boredom busting survival guide. Really hope you enjoyed it, because I loved making it. If you have ideas for my next podcast episode, please write it down in the comments down below, or the review, whatever it's called on your device. Please write it down below. It'd be greatly appreciated. And please share this podcast with your friends. I'd really appreciate that too. All right, so goodbye for now. I'll see you next time, guys.